so it's an interesting thing where if we can start to look at the machines in our lives that run on fossil fuels and realize that they're not only terrible for the planet, they're also really bad for our health. I mean, the latest research is that when you burn gas in your home, you are putting out formaldehyde, benzene, those are both carcinogens. You're putting out levels of nitrous oxide that is way higher than EPA standards. So I think it starts to get people to ask different questions around, what are these machines in my life, whether that's the car in my driveway, the stove in my kitchen, the furnace in my garage? What are these machines, and are these the machines that I have to keep using, or can there be different machines that do 99% or actually are better than the alternative, save me money, don't poison me and my family members? You know, that's some of the cultural change pieces that I think we're on the precipice of. And what I would say is that I'm not interested in a conversation around like sacrifice. I'm actually interested in a conversation around abundance. I now have a fully electrified home and it's awesome. It's like really nice. People came over last night and it was really nice. So like, you don't have to have a crappy house and sit with your big sweater in the dark, okay? Like, you can do that if you want, but you don't have to. You can have your nice fancy stuff. It can just be electric.